Hello, you're listening to Swiss Info's programme for the 7th of June. I'm Jo Fay. We're going green-fingered and flexing our green thumbs this week as I ask why urban gardening and allotments have become so popular.
We tried window boxes with miniature varieties of carrots and of radishes, but I think our window boxes are just too small.
One project in Zurich is using small plots and on-site gardening experts to help people have their first shot at growing their own food. And can urban gardening ever really be worthwhile in terms of how much you spend? And why does it become popular in some cities but not others? I put these questions to Stefan Leppert, a European expert in the field, so to speak.
They grow their vegetables on places which have been used in another way before. So they are often between streets, so I don't think that this is very healthy for people.
More from him later. But now to meet a first-time vegetable grower.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
In Switzerland's cities, most people's only personal outdoor space is a balcony. No wonder then that allotments have such long waiting lists. There's a number of ways around this long and painful wait for your own patch of grass, though. And one of them is a new project run by Veg and the City in Zurich. The small company set up a site with mini allotment plots at a location in Affeltern, on the outskirts of the city of Zurich. Sandwiched between a busy road and train tracks, this is truly urban gardening.
I have carrots in this square, and all around the edges, shallots.
Anna Curry from Scotland, who's lived in Zurich for a few years, was one of the first people to sign up to have her own plot of land as part of the Veg in the City project. She shares the work with her boyfriend, and it's their first ever allotment.
We tried last year in our flat in Zurich with tomatoes on the balcony and some herbs, and that was very successful. So we decided that it would be cool to try growing some more things. And in my parents' house, we always had a back garden, but in Scotland you're quite limited to what will grow with the terrible climate and stuff. So here it's quite good because you can really grow almost anything in the summer months.
They've had the mini allotment for 8 weeks and try and go to it twice a week. They live a 15-minute train ride away.
It's a big part of life in Zurich. You see allotments absolutely everywhere, which is quite a contrast to where I was before in Glasgow. There are allotments, but there's an 8-year waiting list. It's not the same idea that you see in Zurich. Corners of Zurich that are just like, we'll put two or three little allotment gardens there, and people seem to take a lot of pride in them, and I think it's quite nice.
They have smaller than usual plot sizes to make the allotments more manageable for first-timers. Having someone on site once a week to give practical help is another important aspect of the project. Michael Hans is a specialist in organic farming. The gardeners are encouraged to use organic methods rather than chemical pesticides, so he's on hand to offer advice.
So I have potatoes, and they've come up above the ground. And should I leave them like this, or should I put more earth on top?
For the moment, I would leave them like they are.
Uh-huh.
They are wonderful. They need now time to expand the leaves.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, you can put more earth to them.
Michael explains how he helps the new gardeners.
I work in this garden every Friday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We rent the squares for people who are interested. And they can come Friday afternoon and ask me their question, or I ask them, what do you do?
How many separate pieces do you have here?
Oh, I don't know exactly. We have to have a look. I say, for the moment, there are perhaps 10, but it can increase.
I understand it's a special project because the allotments are quite small. Why is that?
Because people often have not so much time. So this is the difference to a family garden, for instance, where they have a big size.
What kind of people have these plots?
Most are young people and families, also young. This is for the moment, but it's also meant for people living here in this area. But you are 15 minutes from Zurich, so you can also come from the city itself.
Why did you choose to have it in Affeltern?
it was not so easy to get a piece of land. And this is, in a way, central because it's close to the station. It's also an area where many people live more and more because many new houses are built.
You hoping you can maybe expand in the future?
Yes, sure. It started this year, and so I think there will be more interest.
How much help do you give people who are here?
I'm a biodynamic farmer. I learned it by an apprenticeship and also practiced it for 15 years, also in a social project. And so I have many experiences. I can give advice, whatever in this area is asked.
And what kind of questions are people normally asking you?
They are new in this, in gardening. The questions are basic questions. How is the distance from one plant to the other? Or what do they need from the ground? Those questions.
Do you think if you had started this project 10 years ago, it would have been as popular?
Urban gardening is really a trend and people have a lot of interest because they feel they lost the connection to where the vegetables come from. And so there's a big need in cities.
Disconnection from where our food comes from has long been an issue. But for city dwellers, getting out to the countryside isn't always a regular occurrence. Even getting to a garden centre to buy some seedlings, potting soil or tools, to even attempt to grow something on a balcony, usually involves an out-of-town trip. It's for these reasons, then, that Veg in the City have the other part of their project, right next to Zurich Railway Station. It's a shop with rows of plants and seedlings outside, and space-saving planting troughs and hanging pots inside. I spoke to Natalie Bosshart, a trained florist who works in the shop.
Veg in the City want to essentially bring gardening into the city. People should be able to learn from us, ways to plant things at home, because it's really not hard. They should also have fun doing it, and then afterwards reaping the benefits.
They also run a number of evening courses at the shop, in English and German, teaching different levels of gardening skills.
We have three different types of courses. The first is really a basic course. That's the basics of what a plant needs. How much space does a plant need? What can you plant anywhere? That's the first course. The second is essentially advanced. What can I plant together? What is suited to be planted in autumn, summer, winter? And how to deal with pests? The third course is really new. That's about autumn planting. What can I plant after the main season that doesn't need so much light?
An extensive range of professional training courses exist in Switzerland for people who want to make gardening their profession. But there are significantly fewer aimed at those who want to just garden for pleasure or to grow food on a very small scale. Places such as Frau Gerald's Garten in Zurich, for example, an outdoor bar and restaurant, ask people to come and help with the gardening of their tubs and boxes of herbs and salads a few times a year. It's another chance to get some gardening experience in an urban environment. I asked Natalie if they'd been surprised that so many people had been signing up to the basic courses.
Yeah, well, it's basically very much a trend at the moment. So it's very hip to come to one of these courses. I think it's really great that people have so much interest in this. It's clearly a surprise that the shop has been doing so well so far. And the courses are always completely sold out. Of course, that's also really good.
Through all the courses and help at the allotment, what does first-time allotment renter Anna think will be a success?
We have potatoes here, we have five different varieties, which are early to late in a line, so we can have some like summer small potatoes, baby potatoes, and then there's a couple of plants that probably should be harvested at the end of October, kind of November, so hopefully it'll last for the whole summer, everything that we've planted.
And have you taken anything home so far and eaten it?
No,
too soon.
It's a bit soon, although apparently this is almost the time that we could start with the rocket, and after that I don't know what will come up next.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden? Please tell me now of some that you know. Those you miss, I'll surely pardon.
Stefan Leppert has been a professional gardener for over 20 years. He's written a number of books on the subject and joined in various urban garden setups and projects around Germany. I asked him why a pastime that's traditionally linked to the older generation is being taken up by younger people and gaining traction in urban settings.
urban gardening is focused on vegetables and fruits and something to eat. So to have the choice to grow your own and not to go to the supermarket. And that is something that attracts young people very much. So that is kind of unique.
Why do you think it is that young people in particular are interested in growing their own food?
It shows an alternative way of life that is part of not being part of the masses, to be individual and to decide something for your own.
That's an interesting take on it. Do you think that this is something that can stay long term, or do you think this is just a fad?
Good question. In Berlin, in the Prinzessinnengarten, that is increasing, and they don't have the space to give all the more or less young people a plot. Here in Münster, for example, we have an urban gardening group which is not so organized, and the two guys in Berlin, they are very eloquent, they are spontaneous, they are open-minded. They don't have an idea about gardening before starting it. It's fun to work with them. It depends on the people who lead the project. So there's a reason why it isn't popular in every city in Germany.
Urban gardening can certainly be fun when it's with the right people. But do you think it can also be economically worthwhile to do this?
Uh-huh.
And even when you're growing something just in small pots on a balcony, for example?
Yeah, it can. But it also can be not. So it's always a thing of try and error. Compared to the money I put in my garden, I have the garden since 15 years now, and I'm trying, and I'm not sure if I save money with the vegetables I grow for myself or not. I don't know exactly if the people do this because of economic savings or something.
Perhaps it's part of, you know, the trial and error, the successes. That's part of the reason why people do it.
Yeah, I mean, that is the case for me. I spoke to some guys at the Prinzessinnengarten last year. They were very successful. The way they do it, the chance to get economical success is very high. They have a very good controlling system, and it's different to grow vegetables in sacks and so on and in containers as compared in the ground.
Whether you're a first-time balcony gardener or the proud tenant of an extensive allotment, I hope you'll have success in the garden this year and enjoy eating something you've grown yourself. For more news and stories about Switzerland, head over to our webpage, swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. I'm Jo Fay.
Clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5.